But I never did come in, I didn't come along early enough to get in that deer hunting. My Uncle Charlie, there was a horse thieves here, and they'd come in here and drive in here with a gang, and they'd steal, how many horses of my grandfather's, and swim them across Red River down here 10 miles. But there's one that's come in here named Claiborne. He had a gang. And so they set to get him and his gang. And so they, at night, they went up that the old rock field, 10 miles away from there, and they showed up. And one of my uncles named Tom, that is my mother's brother, and this Uncle Buck, and his older brother named Charlie. And Charlie was known as the greatest shot with a Winchester in this country. And so my Uncle Buck told me this, said when he rode out on Claiborne and his gang, said Tom had on a white shirt, and said he hollered to him, "Don't run out there, that white shirt, it's just a break of day." But he said he run out there and said, when he threw the gun down to shoot my uncle, said, I shot him off the horse, that's my Uncle Buck. And this horse was laying down running just fast it could run. There wasn't no underbrush here then, you know, where I grew up. And that mare was running as a bay mare, they say he rode. And said, my Uncle Charlie said, "Wants to shoot him, wants to shoot him?" They said, "Yes." And he shot her right there, broke her neck. She fell right there. And they left the horse and the horse thief and all right there. And they tried to have a little court out of it, but they never could do nothing.
Talking about the fireplace again, you know, a long time ago, people might take a big piece of wood and set that sword toward the back of the fireplace.
That's what they call a back stick. Put it on there. We always, when we, my daddy used to pay us for our Christmas money. We got it cutting a big red oak trees up for firewood. And then the fork of the tree, it'd be that. And he'd had the wedges for us and wooden mauls. And he'd said, "Well," I said, "take us a half a day sometime to bust that thing up and bust it up." But that is what they call back stick, back log. And he'd, we'd haul them, and then he'd measure, he'd come down there the measuring stick, measure that wood, and pay us according to our age.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
That's a soot. Of course, it all went out the chimney. You had, with a wood stove, you had a chimney and a pipe, you'd bother some with soot. But it was, those flues were pretty foolproof. But you would get some soot even in a fireplace.
What about the stuff that you have to shovel out of the fireplace?
That is ashes.
And talk about things that...
We take the ashes and had a place called the ash hopper. We put those ashes in a big hogshead barrel and then smaller barrels and set them up with the drainage here with a trowel. Then they pour water in there, and that water would run down and run into this trough, and then the old nigger May Tig, it was my father's slave that my mother took and looked after and buried her when she died. She would always look after that, and they'd take that lye and put it in barrels, and then they'd cook it under a pot outside. And then we'd put it in the smokehouse, and all the washing was done for the clothes outside, and the thing was done with lye soap.